train. People of the world, join hands. Give on a bartender, gas train.
The next stop that we make will be England. So long, the bus in Russia, China too. Well,
don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on riding.
Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial or the internet via streaming audio. And that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days and see all the great stories, videos, pictures, stuff about animals. Oh man, there's a really cute, I shared a post that Robin actually posted, and it's a bear at a sanctuary that's really good at belly flopping into the pool. It's a very cute video of a bear belly flopping. And he does it over and over again. He really enjoys it. So you can find that on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And gosh, woo! Well, I had extra room today. Because often, you know, I mean, we got Nels and Linda and Nathan is here. So we kind of stay in our own little corners and dance to be distanced. But it's only Natasha today, and Natasha and Nathan were kind of bopping around, but they were in. I got to tell you, there's a numerology class going on here behind the scenes because Nathan's into numbers and asking Natasha about this, so they're all busy. I think Stacy went on a break. And so I had a great time. I was dancing all over. I had a wonderful time. Anyway, so extra energy for me and the love train. And we'll do it again at 11. So, whoa. So I'm like, okay, I'm exercised. I'm good. It was really fun to be able to bop all over the place. All righty. So total change of subject and something that we never really do here, but we don't have anybody on the phone. And by the way, if you have questions for me or Natasha or animal stories or anything you want to chat about or a personal reading with Natasha, you can call us anytime and we're happy to interrupt.
Yeah.
Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can email us at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. I know that Cindy and Sultan got some, we got some pertinent stuff we need to know about. Don't know what the reception is doing with her phone, so we'll give her a little time to call in, but I'll ask you about what's going on if she's not able to get through reception-wise. But I wanted to go back because with Stacy, one of the things that happened while you were gone, we know that well, you're a golfer and you're a sports fan, but you're a big Storm fan, and so I think, wasn't it?
That was a double whammy that weekend.
yeah, and it ended up being the last game of the season and the last home game for Sue Bird.
Right, yeah.
And that was Tuesday, I think, but it was right after, because your mom passed on Friday, and I think it was the next.
Right, yes.
But so
right.
you hadn't left yet for Hawaii, but you were able to go to the game.
Yes.
And I think, and you were, because I
actually,
know
it was the Sunday.
Was it Sunday? I can't remember.
That was their last game, yeah.
Yeah, whenever it was, but you shared with me that your mom was actually a Storm fan, and that you and your daughters, when they were younger, you'd actually take her to Storm games
here
and stuff.
So she would come with us to the games.
You went and celebrated for your mom. But anyway, I wanted to say I'm sorry they didn't win. I was so rooting for them and hoping that they...
I
wanted, since it was her last season,
right?
I really wanted them to go all the way and win the championship.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But on the other hand, if she was going to have her last game, I'm kind of glad it wasn't here.
Yeah, okay.
So it was, so it all...
Was it a good game?
It was a very good game. It was, super exciting. It was a really good game. So,
all right. And then...
Just didn't have enough at the end.
But. Yeah. But anyway, we wished Sue Bird well.
Yeah.
And it was a good game and you got to be there. So
yes,
we can put that to bed. Now, don't ever really do this, especially since Micro Bears educated us for so many years. And I've grown up in the world of football. I grew up in the, I guess I could pull a Mystic Radio. In the shadow of Husky Stadium is where I grew up, okay? It's not like the shadow of White Horse Mountain or Mount Shasta, but the shadow of Husky Stadium is where I grew up. Anyway, don't use aggravated football, and Mike has really pretty convinced me that the sport needs so much cleanup and all of that, and so we kind of let that go. But I just got to say, did anybody watch Monday Night Football? And how about them Seahawks?
Yeah, that was a big surprise.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
I mean, was that like the greatest thing since sliced bread? No, I just honestly, I'm just going to tell you, this is just honestly, I don't know why, but I never cared for Russell Wilson. And I don't know why. I mean, because he's a great guy, you know. He's a great player and all. But I just didn't care for him. And but on the other hand, I've always really had a really good feeling and really liked Pete Carroll and his coaching style, mm-hmm. philosophy. I mean, mm-hmm. I do like, you know, I've liked that. But then it kind of came down to the end with, you know, Russell. I mean, as good as you and all of that. And I don't like it when teams trade some, you know, they get good and then they're paying them a lot. So they get rid of them. I don't like that at all. I like loyalty.
I know that politics
goes a lot deeper than that.
But I know. But what I heard, and I think it's the truth from what I've investigated, is that it came down to the wire. And Russell said, it's me or Carroll, me or Pete Carroll.
Hmm. That's new to me.
Oh, it was on there. They were talking about it Monday night. It wasn't on the Monday Night Football, but in what was published and the talking around it, that's where it came out. That's when I learned that was the case. It was a special on Como, I think. Anyway, I don't know, but I saw. But anyway, that's what I heard. And I don't know, maybe it's not true, but that's what I heard, and I saw it someplace official.
There is lots of stories.
But anyway, so that kind of did it for me.
And it all flies.
Yeah. So who knows what happened, but that kind of, if that's the truth, then that kind of verifies for me. But I didn't know anything about this Gino guy. But my gosh, did he step up and was, I mean, we might have a team. It's like, whoa. He just seemed, he was very low key, but it sounds like he's stepping up in all the areas and he's just done nothing but work his whole career to learn the system and what's going on. And I think we might be real surprised. You know, I think that the energy around the sporting teams in Seattle, and I've mentioned this from time to time, and personally, and Natasha, you know more about this on an energetic level, but I think because of the way the stadiums were built, that it's the energy is dark mm-hmm. and clouded around both teams, you know, football and baseball, because, you know, we voted them down. But then the powers that be mm-hmm. said, oh, that doesn't matter. We're going to do it anyway and all of that. But anyway, so I think all of that energy is really convoluted. And so that there's, you know, been a lot of issues over the years. But because the Mariners are doing really good now, too.
They are.
To me, I don't know if you can look at the energy, but it feels to me that something shifted around the sports in Seattle and what's going on. I don't know what it is, but it feels like it shifted to me. So I thought it was worth bringing up because I think, you know, both teams might be doing really well. Mm-hmm. If anyone, I'm kind of curious because don't the Seahawks play again today?
Yes.
I believe so, but yeah. I just want to talk a little bit more about Russell Wilson Pete Carroll. I'm pretty sure there is some sort of bad blood between the two. I mean, if he says it's for me or Pete Carroll to leave the team, he didn't do it, I would say, for Pete Carroll. It's kind of hard to say on that, but one thing I did know is, like, when Russell Wilson went onto the field, he spent lots of time and interacting with former Seahawk players, but when he went to go see Pete Carroll, it's like little small side hug. Okay, bye. I'm going away.
Yeah, and then the after show interview or whatever, somebody asked something and he just moved right on. You could tell that there's not a good sense there. And I know, and I don't pay that much attention anymore, but, you know, football's in my blood. I grew up in the shadow of Husky Stadium and I was raised with football anyway. But from my understanding, Russell never did play Pete Carroll's kind of football. He wanted a different kind and more running and more balanced approach and all this kind of stuff. And it didn't, you know, Russell was a passer and it was that whole move that let Russell cook business. Okay. Yeah. That was to override Carroll and give Russell more control. And it wasn't working. But so when I heard, and from whatever source it was that seemed very legitimate, because it was a put together thing on the evolution of Russell Wilson and his time in Seattle and all of that. But they said it came down and he'd ultimatum was me or Carroll. And I can see where that would have happened with all of this. And, as you know, it's not a good or bad or right or wrong, but, you know, had I been in control, I absolutely would have made the same decision. And I would pick Pete Carroll.
I definitely would too. Yeah.
You know, I like the fact that he's an old guy and he's doing really, and he's a nice guy and he does it, anyway, I like him.
Yeah. It just seemed like when I was watching Pete Carroll that there was like a cloud that came off of him. Or, you know, just and I didn't have a label to it. I didn't know.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't stay in politics. I don't listen to a lot of things. And so I just saw kind of like this cloud that was off of him this last game. And it was neat to see that he was like, you know, you can see that little kid in him again, you know, enjoying the game again.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't think he couldn't play the kind of football or coach the kind of football that he really wanted to. But this, you know, Geno Smith or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's a tall guy. Did you see? He's really much taller than Russell. And I hadn't realized that's why Russell wasn't picked so early in the draft and all of that, because everybody said he was too short. He obviously proved them wrong for that. You know, he's turned into a good quarterback. But
he's just a different type of quarterback.
Yeah. But anyway, I think this new guy is good.
Just one game, though. Let's see what.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it was super exciting.
But if you're good.
I know. I hear you.
I don't know.
But if you're going to have a game like that,
yeah, exactly.
Let's do it on Monday Night Football, huh? Against
the old team, yeah.
Broncos, and I'll have to tell you, I've never liked Denver. Never liked Denver. Ever in my whole life, I've never liked Denver. And I don't know why, I just don't like them. But you know what? Worst team, and I think worst reputation, and probably one of the Raiders. I always loved the Raiders. I always liked them. So I don't know. There's no accounting. Sometimes you just have a feeling about...
Yeah, exactly. You got a feeling for a team.
Yeah, yeah.
I know Kansas City has always been my, like, underdog that I kind of root
like
for.
City. Yeah. Okay.
For some reason. I don't know why. Even as a kid, there was something about Kansas City's team.
We resonate with different things.
Exactly.
So. Oh, well, okay. Well,
I'm a Seahawk, though. I like
Seahawks. I think we're done with sports or anything. So anyway, it sounds like the Mariners and the Seahawks I think everybody had written the Seahawks off that, you know, where they're rebuilding and it's just going to be terrible and there's not going to be a team for a while. But it looks like that might not be the case. But I guess we have to side with Stacy and Noah. It was only one game.
It's not the end of the season yet, but, yeah.
Geno Smith just didn't write back.
So who do they play today?
I like that statement, actually.
Because they're away somewhere today.
They're in San Francisco today.
And they're playing San Francisco?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
The ebb and flow.
Yeah, yeah. All righty. So, look at the time. How about we be on time? It is time to take care of our advertisers, and we will go ahead and do that. And if you have would like to get us off the miscellaneous subjects and so forth and talking about animals, well, then pick up your phone and give us a call and give us something to talk about.
Exactly. The universe is talking.
425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Emails animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and we heard from our wonderful Nels Rasmussen, neuroenergetic balancer and Rasmussen Reset creator. He's got the do-it-yourself-at-home program available through his website, and he can work with you and your animal friends over the phone or in person. He does house calls and, of course, the radio show with Sister Linda the second Sunday of every month. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you would like to chat with Dr. Nels about your animal friends, all you got to do is go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com, and click on the contact link, fill it out, say, hey, want to talk to you. He'll arrange a phone call, and you can chat with him about your animal friends and how he can help. So that's healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And all you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty then. So let's make sure that we have, we got a phone call. Well, then never mind. We're not going back to my list. We will take our first phone call. Where are we going and where are we headed?
We are headed to Kenmore, where Pat is giving us a call. And welcome to the show, Pat. Tell us what's going on. Seems like you got a lot happening at this time.
Thank you. Yes, I do. And I appreciate this show. It's kind of bringing out all the feelings and stuff for me, too.
Well, what can we help you with, Pat?
Yes.
Well, tomorrow would be the 8th year that my husband had passed.
Oh.
And it just, with all, everything that's going on with all you guys, is just, you know, it's bringing the emotions out, which is good. You know, I have to do that.
Yes.
I usually have, like, a little special candlelit dinner and put his favorite music on. He loved Carlos Santana.
Santana fan.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah. Which is really cool with the Mariners having that same name for that player, which is he's very good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was something in the news about Santana and something recently.
Yeah.
I don't remember what
he
it was.
He hit two home runs the other day.
No, I don't mean that, Santana. Oh. I mean Santana. You were probably not alive, Nathan. Was Nathan alive, Pat, when Santana was, do you know who Santana?
Yeah, he did the song Smooth. I know that one.
Yeah. You don't know Carlos.
Because you were not alive yet, Nathan.
No,
But I do know, my box of, 33 record albums.
Right.
I had a huge collection, and it's in my brother's garage because we didn't want to part with our records, but, he had the garage to store everything. There's at least one, if not more, Santana albums in there. So I relate.
Yeah.
So your husband really was a Santana fan?
Yeah, and he, he played guitar, but just for himself. And he, in fact, one time we sold a collection of them and the Beatles and everybody, and he's kind of secretly rebought some of records when I was clearing out my house in Kirkland. I used to be the Pat from Kirkland. Now I'm from Kenmore. I've listened to you for over 20 years, too.
Now, I was going to say your voice sounds familiar to me.
Yeah.
So you were probably around. Were you around when my mom passed?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, right around the same time, I called you, and my mother-in-law had passed from a brain hemorrhage also.
So see, Nathan, there's all kinds of people that have been with me on this whole journey. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going on 30 years, for crying out loud. I don't even know how. I think it's around 28 now. But and I think I've been here for like 18, I think going on 19 years. Anyway, it's a long time.
Oh, I know.
But
I discovered you again.
Well, and I'm so pleased. Now, what's your husband's name?
His name is Sergio.
Sergio. Now,
you
know that Natasha's here.
Yes.
Would you like to speak? Would you like to see if she can connect with Sergio? Would you like to talk with him?
Yes, that would be wonderful. I was just going to say also, the one who came and woke me up in the night was my 19-year-old cat, Nico, and he was just close to my face. I felt him, and I figured he wanted treats, and I got up, and Sergio was... he had insomnia, so he was up with watching TV, and he just kind of slumped over, and I said, it's time to go to bed, and he was breathing, but I couldn't, I couldn't wake him up, and
oh, this is the time when he passed?
When he passed,
I
can't believe it's been that long, because, I knew him like 45 years, we were best friends and everything, but that cat was very intuitive anyway. They all are, but...
Yes.
Yeah. So the cat was letting you know something was going on.
Yes, and it's so strange because he was pretty healthy, but I made the decision within a year to sell the house, and he had passed about 5 months before that. So everything was kind of happening, and I would like to talk to him, and then just to throw one more thing in there. My daughter, who's been kind of stranded in Australia, is finally making a trip back. She's very stressed about that. And,
well, you know, the good news is, Pat, we got nothing else to do. Okay, there's nobody else on the phone. So guess what? This is so let. We do have another caller. Well, okay, so we can't take forever with you, but we can we can cover all the bases here, and because we do, we'll move on to other phone calls. But let's see. Have Natasha, if you can connect with Sergio. And then we'll see what's going on with your daughter. But are you able to get a connection with Sergio?
Yes, it's tuning in here. Was it his heart that went?
No, it was actually a brain hemorrhage.
Okay, because I was also getting brain, but there was something. Yeah, I'm just connecting here. So thank you for getting alignment, because there was somebody around you that had heart. Was it your father?
Yes, my father had.
Oh, so your dad, her dad's here too. Yeah. Okay, well, dad's here too, Pat.
Yes.
He passed when he was only 49, and I was 14.
Wow. Yeah.
And I've had a heart attack, and so has my brother. But I'm doing good.
Oh, good, good, good. You're done with the family history, right? that's my line. That's my mantra. I'm done with the family history. Because I'm living the years that my parents passed. That you know, it's one of those things. So with that, because I was getting, there was a gentleman with the brain, and then there was a gentleman with the heart. So I wanted to make sure who was here.
Sergio's the brain.
Yes. And he. Did he used to sit in the chair with the cat on his lap all the time?
Yes, a certain chair in our house in Kirkland.
Yes.
In fact, I have that chair in my bedroom.
Yes.
Too.
Well, he sits there a lot. I mean, and not necessarily in your home,
now,
not necessarily in your bedroom, but that's kind of his go-to place to. Like, I see him up in the heavens, you know, just sitting there in a chair, petting a cat.
Yeah.
You know, he just has that relaxed, you know, there's no rush in life, dear. There's just no rush in life type of feeling to him. Does that make sense?
Yes, he was that way. In fact, that's probably the green lounge chair that I brought with me to my apartment. And, yeah, he'd sat there with a cat a lot. The other was his computer chair, which is another one he loved to be on.
Yeah.
But he was laid back. He actually had an injury, on the job injury, and that's how he ended up having a fractured skull. And he lost vision in one eye, but he was able to get.
It sounds like he's doing well after that.
Oh, yeah, he is. He
any
is.
Any messages
right.
for Pat?
He wants you to make sure that you do take care of yourself. He says that don't stress out the little things, my dear. Those things will pass. Remember to keep the bigger picture in line with what you're going for.
Okay.
He says, remember that love yourself is the bigger picture here. Mm. Just remember to love yourself.
And that's a big message.
Yeah. Are you looking for another cat?
You know, I'm not really. I tell you why. I love cats. In fact, I had the brother and sister for a long time. I live in a small one-bedroom place on a ground floor. And when I moved here, there was somebody that had a cat, and they treated that cat like a dog, let him run around, and ended up, you know, getting hit. But there's a neighbor right next to me, and she's got two. I saw her when they were kittens, but now they're on the window, and I kind of have greetings to them.
Does it feel
now.
Like Pat needs a cat or something?
Well,
it sounds like she's not really looking.
No, but I feel like there's one out there that if you choose, that it can come to you.
If she wanted to bring a cat into her life, there's one waiting in the wings somewhere,
exactly.
And it would be okay.
It would be okay. It's kind of like it's kind of like that feeling like when I see a woman who's deciding to have a baby or not. You know, it's like it's kind of up to you, but there is one out there.
There's the soul waiting.
There's a soul waiting for you if you and it feels more kittenish than it does adultish.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, but well, to bring some there's something about bringing a little more joy into your life, my dear. There's something about bringing a little more joy into your life, and that's one thing that he's possibly trying to tell me is that, you know, do those things that bring a little bit more joy into your life so that you can.
Yeah. What do you think about possibly maybe fostering? You know, I donate to Meow, and I'm not too far from them.
Mm-hmm. Fostering for Meow would be a wonderful idea.
It would.
Be a great
idea. It would.
Idea.
And then if you don't decide that you don't want to keep it be permanent, then you have breaks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's a really easy go-to for, you know, having the moments and then you can say bye.
Yeah,
but bring, but, yeah. He says I get that kind of that worry feeling about joy for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's have you explore fostering with Meow.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's quickly before we move on to another caller. What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Renee.
Renee, and where did you say she is now?
She's in
Australia.
Canberra, Australia, and she's going to be. It's funny when you mentioned Hawaii. She's taking the flight from there, Sydney to Hawaii, and then coming back on October 4th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gone through this several times. I've tried to encourage her to come, and she loves it over there. But she, you know, she's got her son's here. We both need to see him again, and
mm-hmm.
and everything. So I just, you know, they're all in my prayers every day. And
is there anything you want to know about Renee and her trip and all of that?
Yeah,
well, yeah. Her anxiety. Is something that she struggled with controlling her, right? So with that it's that moment of if she can, I'm going to be starting these mantras up once a week. I'm having a mantra of the week that I'm going to start posting on my website and social media beginning of October. But, she can have a mantra and have that running through her mind. Like, I love how Nels...
Do you have an example? What do you mean?
Yeah, so like Nels last week, he mentioned how he did a mantra that every time that he had a blank space in his mind, he would say the mantra.
He was calling it an affirmation. Yeah.
But a mantra that I am trusting the universe. I am trusting that I have the skills. I am trusting I have the power. I am trusting that I have the ability. There's the word I was looking for. I'm trusting that I have the ability to do the greater picture that I'm called to do. I am trusting that I have
so
the ability.
So that would be good for Renee to do.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about she's not here
the
yet.
The daughter.
And Pat, could Pat do that affirmation mm-hmm. for her?
Yes. And if you want to give this to your daughter, too, I am trusting my ability to do. And she can add on whatever the do is. You know, if it can be going into the grocery store, if it's driving down the street, I have the ability, I'm trusting I have the ability to. And then ... put in whatever she is doing. Because she struggles with a little bit of that trust. And she can put the energy, like if she's worried about breathing, you know, she can do a little bit of Reiki energy onto her mask to add another shield onto her mask. If she's worried about that.
That she is, because she's never had the COVID. And, you know, I do have the one mantra that I got from Nels about I embrace the feeling of calm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through with.
Yes, that's I'm getting chills on that one. That would be a good one for her.
Okay. So
well, I appreciate
All right, Pat. Are you good with all of that?
And
yeah,
obviously, and obviously your dad's there too, wishing you love.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I believe my mom and my dad are both my
guardian angels.
All righty. Well, embrace the feeling of calm and trust.
Yep. Trust the ability
to all of you too.
All righty, Pat. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye bye.
Blessings to you. Bye bye. All righty, Nathan, what do you think? Phone or advertisers?
Let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers, and then we can go ahead and speak with Carol in Manchester, also looking for a reading from Natasha. So we'll be right back.
All right, Carol, hold on, and then we'll have plenty of time with you. So we're going to take care of advertisers right now, so stay right where you are. If you want to pick up a phone line, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues. More with Natasha Venters here, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you did, in fact, hear from our wonderful guest in the studio. That's Natasha Venter, and she still can be found at angelicclarifications.com. And lots of great stuff on her website to share. Now she does wonderful private readings over the phone.
I do.
Very reasonably priced. You do a couple of podcasts every week.
I do.
You do 4 o'clock on Monday and 4 o'clock on Wednesday. So 4 o'clock on Monday, what do you do on that show?
That's the Dance of the Soul, and that's with Regan Forston, who is a clinical hypnotherapist who is with the Newton Institute. So he does a lot of work with past lives and between this life and that life. And so with his knowledge of being 70 years old and walking through many different life journeys and me being the psychic medium that I am, we go into good conversations about where life is. How does past lives, how does checking in with the universe around us, how does that help? And then on Wednesdays with Life Clarifications with Natasha, a lot of times I just have conversations about what's going on. like with me, I've been dealing with a lot of grief personally. On Monday, I had two best friends or two really good friends pass away. And so it's been, you know, where you go through life. And so what is the conversations I have? It's a lot of times whatever my life is triggering, I apply that to the conversation. And a lot of people find it very helpful. I deal with a lot of shame, guilt, grief, you know, anger, emotions, how to be motivated, how to, you know, process through a lot of those different things and that kind of thing. And
so it's 4 o'clock on Monday, 4 o'clock on Wednesday. And how do people find these?
You can go on YouTube. My YouTube channel has over 300 videos. I do short videos, and I do also a video series on Let's Get Triggered, Not Triggered.
And your YouTube channel is at Natasha Venter.
Mm-hmm.
Natasha Venter, V-E-N-T-E-R. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you go to YouTube and search Natasha Venter.
Angelic Clarifications. If you look, Google Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications.
It will come up.
I have like two or three pages
everywhere.
Of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I even have podcasts now that I have with Life Clarifications with Natasha that you can catch my shows on podcasts if you can't find them on. Going live or on my YouTube channel.
Super. Okay. And then you need to know that our sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business at her new location, which is her new home in Shoreline. And she is has been seeing clients a couple days a week. That continues now, but I'm sure that will pick up and there will be more, you know, as soon as she gets moved completely in. She'll have more of an availability, but she can work with you remotely or in person. So check her out, and you can go to whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then, Nathan, is it Manchester? We're headed to, and Carol. Welcome to Animal World, Carol. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Bit of static on there.
Correctly line, yeah.
Yes, I can hear it. There's quite a bit.
You need to give us a call back here real quick?
Yeah, let me do that.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so that does happen from time to time, and we can easily say, hey, Mercury's in retrograde.
Let the angels of communication help us
clear up the lines.
Yeah.
Usually we have somebody call back, or we call it that will clear that up. Mm-hmm. But we'll have to wait for a new line. So we've got her back on, and let's see if we're any better here. Good morning, Carol. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning again.
Hey, I don't hear any static. Yay, thank you, angels.
It's
a little breezy around here, so I don't know if it's my end or your end. Anyway, yes, I enjoyed the conversation about football quite a bit.
Thank you. You redeemed me, because, you know, we don't do that yet, but, you know, it seemed like I had to do it a little bit.
No.
So did you want to chime in on that subject before we get to why you're calling?
Yeah,
okay.
I just wanted to put a plug in for the Buffalo Bills. I am from.
Oh,
Buffalo.
Okay. You're a Buffalo fan, huh?
Yeah. So I've been following.
I'm neutral
them.
On them. I don't. I'm not positive. So, but so now we have an animal family member that's a Buffalo Bills family.
Yeah, I grew up with the O.J. Simpson era.
Yeah.
Well, so did I, but he wasn't with Buffalo.
Yes.
Was he? Well, did he go? Was he with Buffalo? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I guess I'm going way back before then.
Oh,
college football stuff.
Okay. Anyway, I just put a plug in for they're playing tomorrow night, so Monday Night Football.
On
ESPN. So I don't know if you can get if you don't get ESPN, I guess you won't. You'll see the other football game.
I'm pretty sure every football NFL game goes everywhere because they're nationally telecasted. So.
Yeah.
You pretty much catch every game that goes on, and they're separated. And if not, there's on another channel like CBS or something like that.
So you want us all to root for Buffalo?
Yeah.
All right, all of you Monday night footballers out there, Carol has laid down the law. Y'all are rooting for Buffalo tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, well, think good thoughts. All righty. So does that cover your football topic, and are we ready to go on?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, let's go on.
Okay, so what can we do for you today?
Yeah, Natasha, yes. I have a question for you. About a week ago, first of all, I've been keeping track of my dreams for many, many years. I've got hundreds of pages of, you know, dream work.
Uh-huh. Good for you.
Yeah. But this, about a week ago, I can't believe that this was a dream. I had just dozed off. I was watching TV in the afternoon, and I dozed off. And suddenly I woke up, or I think I woke up, and I saw this vision of a person. It was about 15 feet away. I was looking straight ahead at this person.
Yes.
It was a young lady or a girl, and she was coming around the corner from the bathroom into my bedroom. Mm. And she was like hunched over, like just scooting around the corner there.
Uh-huh.
And then she disappeared, and I thought, what the H was that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it kind of freaked me out, but I wasn't really scared. I was just bewildered, and I couldn't figure it out. And I don't know if it was... I was awake. My eyes were open. It wasn't like a
So what was that all about, Natasha?
So around the full moon, we were having... okay, how do I put this that it doesn't sound like it's too outer space? that it was almost like a crackle in the dimensional work, because I know for me that my dreams, I was in a different dimension. I actually had to make sure I was... where I was at, because otherwise I could be in another dimension. So with that it was a kind of a ripple effect. And she is one that has been in the house before. So it was like a timestamp that you were witnessing, and you were open, I'm going to call it, enough to witness the universe around you. So in other words, intuitive people will see this kind of thing all the time, but that there's that clarity that came forth for you to be able to see this this.
So are you
time
saying
stamp.
This is this person that she saw?
Yes, she
in
was.
Her house.
Uh huh.
Is it someone? It's like, is it like a soul vibration that's like stuck in this energy and there all the time?
Well, I don't want to say there all the time, but she's...
Okay, let's really see. You said you didn't want to be out there. We're going out there. All right. Who watches the TV show Ghosts?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen it, Natasha? Mm-hmm,
definitely.
Okay. Carol, are you familiar with the TV show Ghosts?
No.
Okay. It's a new sitcom. They've done a whole season, and the season premiere of the next one starts this month. It's a half-hour sitcom, and I have to say it's the only sitcom I've watched in years, and I just love it. It's just so well done. It's just totally crazy, but it's so well done. And it's the story of this gal that inherited an old mansion, and she and her husband go, and it's the ghosts live in this mansion. And the way they go, the ghosts... If you die in this mansion, then you stay in this mansion. You can't go anywhere until you do what something happens that you get, you know, you get to go
get
to
lifted.
The light sort of thing. And they move in, and they're going to turn it into a bed and breakfast. And she trips on something and falls down the stairs, hits her head in a coma. When she wakes up, she can see and hear dead people. So the wife can see all the ghosts. And they're from, like, thousands of years. Like, there's a Viking.
Yes.
And there's, like, a Cub Scout guy who got shot in the neck with an arrow. So he's got an arrow on. There's one guy in a business suit and boxers because he died with his pants off. You know, and then there's an old, singer, opera singer lady. But anyway, really good characters and all of that. But so... She sees him, but the husband doesn't. And so it's pretty hysterical in the way they do it.
Because you have a conversation with the ghost and the husband doesn't know why you're having a conversation.
You know, again, it's not an accurate depiction of what really goes on, but there's some truth
to it. There is
some
truth.
So are you talking about with Carol and this person that she saw, is it like a similar situation to this, that this soul vibration that she saw is there in that energy?
Yes. So
and it just was a matter that she could see it, so that mm-hmm. person's always
exactly.
there?
So that it's kind of like when we, as people, we have soul energy, right? And so sometimes there's something that happens in our day where we can leave a fragment or an energy stamp of our energy, of our soul in a certain place. So like sometimes if there's a traumatic situation that happens, you know, you'll drive by some place where there's like a car accident and you just feel this energy, and it's because the energy has a timestamp, and our soul doesn't necessarily always stay, but a portion of our soul has an opportunity to stay in that moment and do kind of like that's why you can see like on the battlefields, you'll see soldiers walking. You know, because and their soul isn't necessarily all there, but there's like a timestamp of energy of their soul that does this movie, keeps going in and repeat. And that's what I feel like, that she's there to do this repeat energy, that you were awake enough, even though you were asleep in a way, to yeah. see it.
Oh, well, you know, I didn't feel afraid. I just felt like, mm-hmm. what? You know, I was surprised and I didn't feel like a negative thing. But
No. She's not there to be negative.
Okay.
She's there. She used to live in the house. And so her home was very important to her. It was in a big change in her life. She was there, and it was back. Even if your house wasn't built, your house is old enough though now, I feel. Though,
yeah.
It was like back in the 70s, I feel like that she was at a certain age and she was in a big transformation moment in her life. And that's kind of where she was like going through the process of processing what she just found out in her life.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Well, you know, this house was built in 1905, and I did sometimes wonder how many people came and went through this house.
Yes.
And energy, you know.
So it is more of what we would consider a ghost-type energy.
Yes,
that
yes.
This is someone that lived in this house previously.
Yes.
The energy. So now, is this a soul vibration that actually... some souls get kind of trapped in the astral band, mm-hmm. you know,
and they
need help moving on mm-hmm. and into the light. Now, does this soul need help moving on? Do you
actually
facilitate
this
those
person
things,
is
or
still
where?
Alive?
Oh,
but
what?
This is part of that soul retrieval conversation.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so now, if I heard you correctly, see, I was thinking this person's a dead person. And this is a ghost type energy because she used to live there. You're
it's
saying,
a
though,
of
this
her
person
soul.
Has not passed. This person is alive,
yep.
but isn't living in the home with Carol. The person has moved someplace else.
Exactly.
But some of her energy remains in the house because there's a time. Okay, now I'm getting that. Are the rest of you getting that?
Yeah, it's an interesting little play on words and a play in energy, because the fact that this is how we go back and have our soul retrievals. You know, like if there's something that major happened when we were a little kid, will we go back to that?
You might have left
moment.
A part of yourself there that was so connected to it. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. That energy. And so you go back. And I feel like this person is getting ready to cross over. And so that's where her ripple effect of where she's kind of left herself might be seen a little bit more, because she had kind of a traumatic life. And so she's left herself a little bit, you know, around.
Interesting.
In energy where she's been, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think she'll come back and visit me? Because I really am not too keen on sharing my house with anybody.
No. But what you can do is you can ask that part of her to go to and spend time with her now.
Okay.
And if you just want to, like, walking through that area, just go, you're free to go to your home. You're free to go to your home. You're free to go to light. You're free to go to your home of your physical body. You're free to, your soul is ready to collect with the rest of you.
Wonderful.
Whatever that language is that comes up for you. I try to give different languages, so whatever comes into your mind, you know, just, it's about the intention more than it is about all the exact language to have.
Yeah, so just tell that energy to move on and to, you know, reunite
with the soul.
With the soul.
Yeah.
Tell it to reunite with the soul.
And clap your hands while you're doing that so it breaks up the vibration of the energy. Ring a bell, You know, whatever you can do to, you know, smudge the house or
because it's not really, it's not a ghost soul.
It's not.
Energy of another soul that's been left behind. So you want it to move back to
go off help it collect to its home being.
Yeah.
Even though that person is still alive, you're saying just part of their soul still kind of remains here.
There was a traumatic moment in her life where that time stamp kind of said, and it stayed where in that energy of that part of your house.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll smudge everything again.
Yeah. And it's more or less, it's the intention. So asking, you know, and if you want to ask Archangel Azrael to come in and help with that.
Azrael. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty, Carol. Thanks
welcome.
For calling Animal World. It's time
and
to get ready to love train.
And if you need more help, we can do a personal session. I can help you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Alrighty, Carol. Thanks
Bye.
For calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty.
We'll take more of your phone calls in the next hour, 425-373-5527. Right now, it's time to gear up for the last dancing exercise portion of the show and spreading love and light all over the planet. Remember, Diane's chiropractor says the best exercise you can do at home is what? Dancing! So, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. We'll spread the love and light all over the place. And I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer to give us lots of energy for the day and the rest of the week. I got to figure out how to, like, stay up all night not so I can watch the funeral, the royal funeral, because it's like a big deal. Anyway, here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.